In the first reading today, St. Paul, in speaking to his Jewish converts, says to them that shortly after they were converted, that many of them were put in prison. They were made a public spectacle of. Some of them had their goods taken away, and they assented to it joyfully. Now ask yourself, if somebody came to your house and forcibly took all of your stuff, what would your reaction be? Would it be joyful? This is America, probably not. Our stuff is a little God. Our stuff is what our life is all about. So we're running around today with a couple of problems. One, we have people who are absolutely terrified that they're going to die. You're going to die. It's going to happen to every one of us. We're terrified that somebody might take our stuff. You're going to leave it all behind. But somehow or another, we're not afraid of God. In fact, as somebody told me yesterday after talking with someone else, well, it's just the way I am. God's going to have to deal with it. It's like, well, he will. But the arrogance that we have, it's like, it's no big deal if I offend God, but I don't want to offend anybody else. We have to be politically correct. We have to fit in. We have to be nice. We have to do what's right. We have to be virtuous. Jesus says, be afraid of the one who, after killing the body, can also cast the soul into hell. We don't need to be scared of God. That's not the point, because God loves us. We don't need to be afraid of someone who loves us. But the fear of God is the fear of offending him. We love him so much that we do not want to offend him, or we fear to offend. We are so afraid of offending everybody else, but we're not afraid of offending God. And the reason why we're terrified of dying is because we don't have faith in where we're going to go. Why? When St. Paul spoke about the fact that people joyfully consented to the confiscation of their goods, why? Because they have something better. They're looking forward to heaven. The things of this world were not their end-all and be-all. That's the part every one of us then has to look at. We know all the truths. We know about God. We know about heaven. That's not the issue. Do we believe? I mean, really believe. Not do we just give intellectual assent to the truths of the catechism. Do we really believe these things? If we really truly believed that if I'm a martyr, I get to go straight to heaven, then why would we be terrified? If I really believe in God who is all in all, then why would I be afraid that somebody might take my junk? Really think about that. The saints tell us that when we have nothing, that's when we have everything, because then we have God. As long as we are hanging on to anything, then we don't have God in his fullness, because we're hanging on to this thing. We're so attached that it has become a little God to us, and therefore we can't have God in his fullness. So we need to pray for detachment. If we find that our material goods are so important to us, then we need to pray for detachment. So I'm not saying that you want somebody to come and steal them. I'm just saying if somebody did, can shrug it off. It was wrong, it's unjust. I'm not suggesting anything different. But who cares? If it's a big deal to us, then our stuff has become our little god. We need to worship the one God, not a whole bunch of little ones that are scattered all around our house. So that's something that, again, we need to look at. This is what the early Christians understood, and it's what they lived. And whether we understand it or not, it's what we're going to be living pretty soon. So if we're going to be prepared, whether that's preparing for our own death and preparing for the day we're going to see God, or whether it's preparing to be persecuted, who cares? We need to be prepared. We need to have the right disposition. We need to have our heart in the right place and our focus in the right place. And that means the focus has to be on God, not on all of our things. Our focus needs to be on loving God and not offending Him, as opposed to being politically correct so that we don't offend somebody else. As Christian people, we need to get ourselves in right order. That is going to be absolutely critical. And then we have nothing to fear. Like the early Christians, we will be confident. It's exactly what St. Paul talks about. They didn't care about all that other stuff because they had the only thing that matters. That is, they had the Lord, and they had confidence in eternal life.